Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 7 of Mysteries of the Unexplained. This week I am your host, William O'Hanlon, and beside me I have another girl, and her name is...
Noreen.
Hello, Noreen. Noreen's filling in for Annie this week.
Annie's gone to the hospital.
To finally get what she needs corrected. And we're delighted for you guys for putting in the few euros to help her achieve this goal. And best of luck to you, Annie, if you're listening, girlo.
I hope she's going to be okay now. She's a very delicate creature, you know. She's very sensitive.
Oh, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. She's got a brass neck on her. That's as thick. That one. Now, Annie, we have to start off the show by first saying thank you to our new Patreon subscriber, Alex Maloney. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex, especially in these hard times. We know that everybody, even Annie, had a hard time getting accepted at the hospital because she can't pay for anything these days. But you are helping us out by giving us the price of an STI check.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You must get them at a discount, Annie, do you? You're going so often.
I'm there so often now that, yeah, like if you get more than 12 a year, they give you a group discount. So it's cool.
Bulk kind of bulk discount type vibe, is it?
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, as well. And also we have a lovely new review, Annie. Oh. And the title of this review is Absolutely Amazing, 5 stars.
Thank you for my review. It may
sound a bit dramatic, but I did not realise anything was missing from my podcast lineup until I started listening to this one. I was not prepared for the energy that Annie and Will bring, and I am here for it. Their chemistry is wonderful. I went on a binge, had withdrawals, and swiftly signed up to their Patreon, and that is from Misty Mumbles. Thank you.
Misty Mumbles, another great porn / drag name. I think I need to change my name up in here. Like, Annie G is not giving me any like porn vibes. Misty Mumbles, brilliant name. Thanks so much. Thanks for my review. I do try to bring energy every week. Sometimes it's like flogging a fucking dead horse with the corpse that's on the other end of the line. But Misty, we do our best and we really appreciate your review. And we're here for you, girl.
Misty, thank you for my review. Sometimes it's like speaking to a child who gets distracted by shiny objects and has a giggling problem. But listen, I get through it and I try to deliver it every week to you. Okay, thank you, Misty Mumbles.
Now, come on, Annie, with the motherfucking story, bitch.
Don't rush me, bitch. Don't you dare. Now, and we'll get into our story this week, which is a bit of a head turner. In
Excuse me, bitch. You better sit down and turn off your mic, bitch.
In 1988, a recently divorced mother by the name of Jackie Hernandez moved into a rented bungalow at 593 West 11th Street, San Pedro, California. Jackie was going through one of the most difficult times of her life. Being a mother to a demanding toddler and heavily pregnant, Jackie was also going through a tiring divorce. The move to 593 West 11th Street, San Pedro, was supposed to be a fresh start, but after a number of days, Jackie began to tell friends and neighbours she felt as if she was being watched, and a general feeling of unease and anxiety filled her at night. Jackie spoke of fast-moving shadows that could be tricks of light, that feeling when you notice something in your peripheral vision that disappears and leaves you perplexed. But this was on a different level. It was constant. As time went on, objects would go missing and reappear somewhere else in the house, or not turn up at all. Then unpleasant smells faded in and out, followed by knocking and raps on the walls and ceilings.
Mommy, I don't like this story.
Going to get you, Jackie.
Fuck. Oh, you didn't give me the demon warning.
I'm after doing a fart in your sitting room, Jackie girl.
There is a fishy smell emanating from the lavatory.
Maybe it was just like a really unhygienic, rotten ghost going around, like farting, like just being like meh, banging into like things because he was drunk.
A BO ghost. Oh, that'd be the worst kind.
Yeah, it would
the
be.
The smell of Will's armpit off it. Continue.
Jackie Hernandez reported that these experiences were possibly nothing more than tricks of her mind. The new environment and stressful period in her life may have heightened her nerves, she told friends. Nonetheless, she still felt that something may be off. It wasn't until one evening, when she was watching television, that her inklings would be validated. Jackie witnessed a pencil holder levitate and launch towards her as if it had been thrown by an invisible person. This terrified Jackie Hernandez so much that she grabbed her son and fled the house, arriving at a neighbor's house in sheer panic, and even reported the incidents to the police. The realization slowly set in that Jackie would have to return to the house to sleep that night. This was only
the beginning, with an echo on it.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us in this new day.
Some uneventful days went by, and an initially sceptical friend, Susan Castandia, joined Jackie in her house for dinner one evening and reported the following.
It was most peculiar. We were having a gorgeous meal, we suddenly a painting in the room suddenly fell to the floor. Then another one fell in the hall. When we went to fix the painting in the hall, we realised that it hadn't only moved, it had moved about 7 feet down the hall. Another time I saw a lamp floating in the air before dropping on the floor right in front of me. I got the hell out of there as fast as I could.
With these experiences being witnessed by her friend, Jackie felt a sense of relief that she wasn't losing her mind. Soon, Jackie gave birth to her second child, Samantha Hernandez. And as baby Samantha grew, so did the activity. One evening while Jackie did chores around the house, she noticed a red blood-like liquid oozing from the walls and cracks in the kitchen.
Oh, bitch. Oozing, bitch.
Ghost has got a heavy flow.
What would you do if the ceiling was leaking? Well, investigate, of course. Thinking that a pipe had burst, Jackie climbed up a ladder into the attic. Raising her head into the attic, it was pitch black. She listened for the sound of running water or a dripping noise. Nothing. Switching on her flashlight, she climbed further into the attic. That is when Jackie witnessed the most terrifying encounter she has reported. After shining her flashlight around the mostly bare attic, she noticed something unusual that she couldn't identify. What was it, she thought to herself. Slowly the object moved and rotated, revealing a severed head with the face of an old man. It stared right at her and moved rapidly towards her. Jackie fell backwards and refused to enter the attic again.
Oh, Jackie bitch, go to get your beard, woo!
Holy Mother of God, I would have done a backflip down the hole out of the attic, tumbled down the stairs, ran out the door, left the child there and never had gone back to that. Fuck that shit.
I'd say it would have sent you into like a cartwheel flip and you would have just like it would have been perpetual and then you wouldn't have been able to stop and then you would have just ended up in the circus.
I tell you one thing, I would have ended up somewhere. Like, I wouldn't live a normal life after that. I'd be carted off somewhere. Like, how could you ever get back to normality after seeing something like that? Like, you wouldn't. I'd be like, whoop, 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 whoop.
You would be, you'd leave the child for starters, and then I could imagine you just being like, going to try rent other places and be like, has it got a flat roof? Has it got a flat roof? And they'd be like, no, ma'am. It's actually a pitched roof. Don't want to take it back. You would have developed an American accent as well. But you would have been
absolutely
like, looking for something with a flat roof. Anything with a flat roof. And they would have been like, here comes flat roof, lady.
I'd end up living in a trailer park because they have flat roofs. I probably would have thrown the child at it. I'd just throw the child at it as a sacrifice and hope that it wouldn't come after me.
Yeah. And then you probably would have been like going into like real estate agents and stuff and be like looking for something with a flat roof, like my ass.
Oh,
like
bitch.
My ass.
Don't you fucking press on that nerve, bitch. I've been doing my squats. I'd like to remind listeners that me and Will for the New Year
as
decided
a fellow
that we
were flat arser,
we
I can
both
I can
going
say
to
this
grow
to
an arse.
As a fellow flat arser, I can say it to you.
We're not believers of the flat world theory, but we are members of the Flat Earth Society. If any of you guys and girls out there have flat arse, you know our pain. I spend my time looking at booty videos, being like, oh, look at that girl's arse. Oh, look at that girl's arse. So I have been doing the squats and my ass is so sore today that I found it really hard to sit down. Now, Will might have the same problem, but for a different reason. Now we're going to get back to the story.
Got it with a flat roof like my ass. No, Annie, we don't. You've been in three times this week. Anyway. She felt trapped. She couldn't simply impose on neighbours with two small children every time she witnessed something in the house. Jackie was also terrified people would think she had lost her mind and that her children may be taken from her. This was not the last time she would see the entity. One evening, watching TV, she saw a dark mist enter an open window and disappear. Concerned, she went to check on her sleeping children, who shared a bedroom. Baby Samantha was asleep in her cot, and her son Jamie was fast asleep on the top tier of the bunk beds. However, someone else was in the room. As Jackie turned to leave, she looked over her shoulder, and there on the bottom bunk of Jamie's bed was a man with the same menacing face she had seen in the attic. The figure sat with his legs crossed, wearing a flannel vest and high-waisted pants. She described them as having evil red eyes and then disappeared. I think he might have been a bit of a camp man.
No. Yeah.
Like the legs crossed and be like, ooh, bitch, boo, bitch, boo.
Flannel vest. first, bitch.
Boo, bitch, gonna get you, bitch. And he's wearing like red contact lenses.
Yeah, no, it wasn't an actual red eye. He was just after trying that pink eyeshadow thing that's been really in for the last while. And it just looked like he ended up looking a bit conjunctivitis-y. But he was just trying out the season's new look.
Basically, it was Jeffree Star.
Looking for a makeover, bitch.
Ooh, bitch, I'm going to put a bit of rouge on you. I'm going to put a bit of rouge on you.
If I saw Jeffree Star sitting on my child's bunk bed, I'd be fairly fucking scared.
The experience unsettled Jackie Hernandez so much that she enlisted the help of parapsychologist Barry Taff. Taff was an experienced investigator, well known for his involvement in the Doris Bitter case in the mid-70s, and frequently was seen on television at the time. On the 8th of August 1989, Taff and his team began their investigation. Here is their report. Upon arriving at 593 West 11th Street, San Pedro, the home of Jackie Hernandez, a pungent scent could be smelt throughout the house. The smell seemed to be more prominent in the attic. Large thumping sounds and scratching could be heard by the whole team and myself. These seemed to be emanating from the attic. Upon entering the attic, a general feeling of unease was felt. my photographer, Jeff Wheatcraft, began taking photos of the attic. After a few photos, the camera was snatched out of his hand and strewn across the attic. We descended immediately. After some moments, we re-entered the attic and found the camera on the floor with the lenses separated. My colleague Jeff Wheatcraft took a sample of the blood-like ooze. Analysis of this sample showed that it had traces of male's blood with high copper and iodine content. After this investigation, Jackie stayed in contact with Barry Taff.
Hey Barry, bitch, what you up to, bitch? Still got my ghost, bitch. Boo!
On the 28th of August, just a few weeks after the investigation had taken place, Jackie called Taff hysterical. She claimed that objects had been thrown aggressively around the house, and that while tidying up the mess, she was attacked and choked to the point where she struggled to breathe. Taff and his team returned within hours and reported seeing orbs of light and hearing the snapping of fingers. I love this, like, snapping of fingers, like,
snap. Over here, bitch. Boo. Bitch.
This is such a campy bitch. This is, and like, over here, bitch.
As a side note, I would just like to come out on the podcast and say that I cannot snap my fingers and never have been able to. Fun fact about Will. Upon their descent from the attack, Taff heard Wheatcraft scream in agony. Taff used his flash of his camera to illuminate the dark attic and saw Wheatcraft had a cord of wire wrapped around his neck and was pinned to a beam. Wheatcraft needed assistance to release himself and immediately left the attic. This was all too much for Jackie Hernandez. In September 1989, she moved to a trailer park in Weldon, California. Jackie hoped that this would be the end of the haunting, and for a few months, it was, until April 1990. First, Jackie heard scratching noises. Then orbs were seen frequently. Black mist would float in and out of the trailer. The activity slowly built until later that month, her daughter's bedspread randomly set alight. Again, Jackie's friends witnessed the occurrences. One evening, Jim and Janice Sobert were helping Jackie move a television when they claimed to witness the following.
Well, me and Janice were moving the TV, and after we did, sat down for a moment, then Janice developed a strange look on her face and pointed to the TV. There on the blank TV screen, which was turned off by the way, was a reflection of an old man with evil red eyes. Then he simply vanished. We got the hell out of there.
Jackie contacted Taff one more time and decided to try and contact the spirit with the aid of a Ouija board. Jackie, her friend Tina Lawler, Taff and Wheatcraft all took part, setting up cameras to record the session. Immediately, the table started shaking and the planchette moved violently from letter to letter. Taff first asked, "How many spirits are here today?" The reply spelled out,
"Phantoms fill the skies around you."
"Why did you attack Jeff in the attic?" they asked next. The reply spelled out,
"Because you look like my killer."
They soon learned that the spirit had been murdered by a man called Charles Pearson, a man they later found out to be a suspect in the killing of two people, Herman Hendrickson or John Damon. Pearson was never prosecuted. Could one of these victims be the spirit haunting Jackie? Searching for justice and caught in rage, eventually Jackie moved house again and again, and eventually the haunting stopped. But it's worth noting that no tenant ever stays too long at 593 West 11th Street, San Pedro, California. It has now moved on to Annie in Cork.
Don't you even joke about that shit, bitch.
That's right, bitches. This is a two-part episode.
I would just like to point out that she wasn't safe in the trailer park. So there goes my fucking escape plan. She went to the trailer park. No attic in the trailer park. Yoke follows her. Why is it following her? Why is it following her? Oh, God.
I think our problem here is electronics. I think they travel through the electronics. the television, you see. Travelled through,
so
you see.
She brought the TV with her. She should have thrown that shit out and got a new higher purchase TV.
I think what happened was, right, that Jackie was just like, I'm getting the hell out of here. So then she found a new trailer park, or she found a trailer park to go to. And then she was just like, oh, okay, better bring my television. And the ghost was like this, ooh, bitch, I'm going to hide and I'm going to come out and get you in your new trailer, bitch. And then he dipped into the television and was just like creeping in the television and was like, I'm laying low, going to watch some TV until this bitch and get it, until our friends come around and going to pop up like, boo, bitch, boo. And that's what he did.
And if you look real carefully when you're watching Real Housewives of Orange County, you'll see him sitting behind them. You'll see him sitting behind them in the shot. He'll just be sitting at the next table in the bar or whatever, looking.
Probably. Yeah, imagine he was in every TV show and she just was obliviously, yeah, like oblivious to it. And he was just in the background, like staring at her, being like, hey, bitch. Living there. Living in the shows.
And they'll be in like Dr. Pimple Popper will be there squeezing a big fucking blackhead and he'll pop up and he'll be like, hey, bitch.
Oh my God.
I would just like to say that you didn't warn me that there was demons in this, and especially demons that travel with you. So now,
no, well, it's not a demon. Sorry, it's not a demon. It's not a demon.
What the fuck is it then?
It's a spirit of a man who was murdered, and he was in a fit of revenge and rage. He just took it out on Jackie.
He goes around fucking choking people and setting fire to kids' bedspreads. That's a demon in my eyes.
Well, like, if you were dead, Annie, you could be the ghost of a person who slaps you across the face. Like, when you slap me across the face, that chicken burger, I'll never forget.
Will you ever stop mentioning that time 20 years ago when I slapped you across the face? You were asking for it. Bitch was asking for it. I can't remember why.
My therapist
but
says to move on, and we will. We'll move on to the next section, which is called.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Prank. Hi, guys. I am here to answer your questions and give you really bad advice so you can go fuck your life up already more than you did.
Annie, we had a great response to our Ask Annie Anything call out that we put up on our Instagram, and we're going to have to ration these questions out. So I have two for you today. The first one, Annie, is would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Bitch, I ain't got no kids and there ain't no kids coming up. So I would like... Oh, I know I'd really like to go to the past. And any question that you ask me about past or future, I'm always going to say past. And I would love to go back to, say, like, medieval times and see where my ancestors lived. But judging by... Judging by like where I come from in Ireland, like if they were still living in the same place, they're probably living under a tree in a field somewhere and don't have language, don't really have language yet.
I'd say you go back and you'd be like, oh my god, like I wonder, you know, like I wonder what they were like. I'm sure they were like kings and queens or something, I don't know. And then you go back and then it's just like your ancestor and she's like this.
Give you a blowy for 2 shillings.
And she's like,
what are you looking at? Don't have any teat, gummy blowjob.
Oh yeah, because you would have lost your teeth by the age of 25 back then anyway. So, you know, you would have... Well, from my dad's side of the family, that absolutely we were like that. But my mum's side of the family was actually descended from the Butlers of Butlers Castle in Kilkenny. And I'm actually...
What were they? The toilet attendants?
Toilet attendants. Yeah, they were the people with the rag on a stick that wiped the king's bum.
Do you know...
Will, that one of the most prestigious jobs you could have in the king's court
was the chambermaid, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you were literally, well, you weren't a maid because you were a man if you worked in his court, in the king's court. But one of the most prestigious jobs you could have, and it was really, really well respected, was the man who wiped the king's arse with a rag on a stick.
Oh, very dumb. So, dungy.
I'm hoping that my long lost relatives, old relatives, were one of those guys with the rag and the stick, was basically an ass wiper.
Yeah. Listen here, after pitching it as being a very prestigious job, so
I bow down to
thee.
I'm not like you from no peasantry.
Excuse me, bitch. I did my ancestry DNA, and this bitch is 0.9% South American. Pocahontas is in me.
Would you, Elizabeth Warren? Would you ever fuck off? Next question, please.
Anyway, Pocahontas wasn't in South America. Anyway, I just think she was. Anyway, next question comes in from Dan at 50p Movie Club. And real life ghost stories fame. Hello,
aww,
Dan.
Hi, our friend Dan. Hi.
Dan says, you're both out walking in the forest on a summer's evening. You're walking along, chatting about Will's latest wax melts, when suddenly you realise that you're lost and it's really dark. What would be your biggest fear in this scenario?
My biggest fear in this scenario is that not only am I going to have to find our way out of the woods by orienteering by the stars, I'm going to have to build us a shelter for the night, but I'm going to have a whining, bitching gay man giving out about the drizzle affecting his perm while I do it. Nothing about the woods is going to scare me, but Will's reaction to being outside for a night in the elements. And of course, Will's only after wearing like a very light chic like jacket from I don't know like All Saints or something like that, because he thinks it's real like fetch. But of course, he hasn't like wrapped up to go to the woods, so I'm also going to have to lie on top of him for the night and keep him warm with my body warmth, and then he's going to fall in love with me.
In my defence, Dan did say that it's in the summertime, so why would I do that?
Because it's still going to get really cold in the woods in summertime at nighttime, bitch.
Do you know what my biggest fear would be? It would be that I have to cuddle up to you. You fucking owl bitch.
Did Dan ask you? No, Dan asked Danny. So Dan,
well, you're just going to have to tune in next week where I'll answer this question from my perspective.
Protecting a very vulnerable, weak member of the tribe on the night, worry me. But because, you know what, I always wanted to go on one of those, like, what was that show, like, back in the day where they put you, Survivor.
Annie, that is not for you.
It totally is for me. I would so survive longer than you, bitch.
No.
I would. I'd be able to build a shelter. I'd be able to make a fire. I fucking would. I would.
And I'd be on Sky News. It'd be like, hit TV show Survivor was shut down today after Annie Gann set fire to the whole crew. And burnt all her clothes, resulting into her running naked through the jungle. She was rescued hours later, not aware of her surroundings, crying she had urinated on herself and there was a foul odour. Now, Annie, that's the end of that segment, but I hear something coming into my... Oh, a beep, 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 beep. Something. I'm going to have to hold on. I'll get right by the anchor desk. Oh my God. We've got a gripping story. Oh my goodness. I'll get started there in a minute. You kind of have to start this like a horse racing, and if you don't get the right footing on it, mass viewers turn off. The internet went into a frenzy on Tuesday after Euronews resurfaced a 2016 study about scientists teaching spinach plants to detect explosives and send emails. The study titled Literally Money Down the Drain. The study titled Nitroamic Detection and Infrared Communication from Wild Type Plants Using Plant Nanobionics was originally published in the journal Nature Materials. Plant nanobionics refers to the scientific practice of altering plants with extremely small particles to give them new abilities. This sounds fucking Stranger Things like.
What?
In the study, researchers from MIT and the University of California Riverside embedded tiny sensors made of carbon nanotubes into spinach leaves so they could detect news story to read today, folks, and it is live television. These things happen. Listen, I am beautiful, but I don't have everything. I am a little bit dyslexic and I'm coming out live on air today. So they could detect nano nitroamoratic compounds, which are often found in explosives. Once the roots came into the contact with these compounds, the sensors in the leaves issued a fluorescent signal that was detected by an infrared camera attached to a small computer that sent researchers an email alert. Plants are very good analytical chemists, MIT Michael Strando, one of the authors behind the study, told Euronews. They have an extensive root network into the soil, are constantly sampling groundwater, and they have a way to self-power the transport of that water up to the leaves. Strano added that leaves could already detect oncoming droughts as well as subtle changes in soil and water. And plant nanobionic research could be extremely useful in the near future in detecting pollutants and combating environmental changes. Although the study was conducted back in 2016, spinach and email began trending across social media on Tuesday as Euronews' revival of the power of plants went viral. Ooh, bitch. That bitch is going to send you some spam email.
I love that. I just think that that's very amazing. Interesting. I would love someone other than the bank to email me about being overcharged on things because I didn't have enough money in my account. I would love the spinach to send me an email and be like, how y'all doing? What's just here growing, sampling
and you'd be
water.
Writing back and
how
be,
y'all doing?
This EB, you writing back to, hello, my name is Danny Gann, looking for one friend, just one.
You'd be like, are you single? You fucking prick. Absolute dog. I would just like to say, if anybody out there is worried about money and how much money there is in the world and the fact that they mightn't have any, I always think about things like this and be like, somebody is getting paid to research this bullshit and there you are worrying about how much your shopping costs at Aldi.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say like, I'm going to give you money. If you want money, let me know. I was just like, Jesus, she's putting my hand in the pocket.
No, I will. I'll pay it forward when I become solvent.
Pissing against the wind. Pissing against the wind. No, it's never going to happen. No, it's never going to happen.
Never going to get it. You're still thinking about me cuddling up to you in the makeshift tent that I'm after making for the night and keeping you warm with my bosoms. Are you thinking about that?
I would rather cuddle up to a dead fox's corpse than have you latched onto me, sucking my energy out of me just with your presence. I can't believe that we got into this contract and have to do this show together for the next 22 years.
Just to break even.
I should never have signed that contract when I was under the influence. You fucking old bitch, yeah.
I own your soul, bitch. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And now Will's going to tell you where you can find us on the socials.
Search Mysteries of the Unexplained, bitch. No. You can find us on all the coolest hot jams on social media, guys. So you can find us on Mysteries of the Unexplained Pod on Instagram. You can find our lovely little Facebook group, which is Mysteries of the Unexplained, where we talk shite. And you can also send in your stories if you want us to read out anything at all. Your shopping list, your weird experiences with your family, friends, mm-hmm. something that happened at the bus stop, or maybe a ghost said boo to you. And you can send them into motustories@gmail.com and we will read them out.
Oh, we will. Yeah. We've got all the time in the world, bitch. Nobody's got a job around here.
I actually run a business, Annie.
Oh, wait, I do too.
This, sometimes I just wonder about you.
Why?
Just wondering, how do you walk even? How do you... I wouldn't trust you to make a cup of tea this weather because I think, you know, hot water and you and kettles and... I just would be a bit concerned. Don't tell me, do you have gas in the house? Is there gas in the house?
No, it's an electric cob and it's got one of those child safety things on it. So
thank God, because that would have been boom.
Dave says I'm only allowed to have it up at 2 unless he's in the house. And he's gone out now, so I'm going to go down, crank it up to 9.
He'll walk in and the back of your dressing gown will be up in flames. You'd be hiya.
I actually have set a dressing gown on fire before. I just would like to say to everybody out there, if you tend to get them in places like Penny's, where most people get your dressing gowns, or housecoats as they like to call them up the north and in England, I really just don't understand that. They're highly flammable. Be careful.
Join us for more Mysteries of the Unexplained next week, guys. Jesus Christ.
No, you didn't finish that properly. That's not the way we finish it.
Oh, splain. Are you going to join in or what?
Splain. I'm coming for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.